Before the break, I think there was a question. Is it Fumio?
Yeah, I'd like to make some comments from the preparer side. As Mr. Sonoza explained, that we still need the, further discussion for the IFAS, but somebody said that, that Japan is very reluctant or negative for IRS or always following the United States, but this is not the correct. This is, I think, the misunderstanding. But many companies or Japanese business side is very positive or eager to install this IFAS, but still a further discussion is required. That, for example, as Mr. Sonoda explained, that company law or tax law, and also the company law, for example, that is for dividends issues, and tax law is that for the corporate tax issues, for the discrepancy or difference from the tax single base and the consolidated base, and also the bank loan covenants side, that if we change this financial report that from the Japanese standard from to the IFAS, but this net equity might be changed, so we may have company may have the difficulties for the loan covenants. These are many issues still existing. That's why we still need a discussion. But apart from these issues, we are very eager to install or start this IFAS. For example, the evidence that shows it, about 10 companies already installed, started the IFAS, and also another 10 or more companies is considering to install this IFAS. So many business sites, company side is now eager or considering this IFAS, but still we are waiting for the discussion from this decision from the financial authority of the, Japan, financial agency of Japan, or ASB side. But we are now ready or plan to install this IFAS. So that's my comment from the prepared side to resolve some misunderstanding. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Jerome.
Thank you, Chair. I have a couple of questions to Makoto. And probably it was good we had coffee so I could calm down a little bit because, and I like you a lot, Makoto, so it'd be very nice with you. But I'm flabbergasted, really. I'm flabbergasted. I don't understand the strategy, and I'm not sure when I read through all your notes whether there's still the political will in Japan to get there. And at the end of the day, let's be honest, these are very technical processes. It needs a lot of preparation. It's very difficult. It's very technically complex. And that can all be done. But at the end of the day, and that is for your country, that was the same in my country, it will be the same in the US. At the end of the day, it is a political decision. Do you move to a new system or not? And you can make it technically extremely complex, but still at the end of the day, there is this willingness to do it. And I have seen what China has done, and I think they can be complemented still today. They have simply driven that through. So I have in particular questions to slide number 10. Your slide number 10. If I understand it correctly, you say mandatory application will not take place from the business year ending March 2015. And then the second bullet, you say there should be sufficient time for preparation, 5 to 7 years. Does this now mean that in 2020 or 2022, at the earliest, Japanese companies will report on the IFRS? I really hope I have it wrong. Somewhere else you mentioned 3 years. Second flash, we will continue to allow US GAAP for disclosure purposes in Japan. I'm puzzled by this. I mean, IFRS has a very good disclosure framework. Why do this? Or has this to do with equivalence? But really, that needs to be clarified. I've also, in this context, a question to the ISB. I don't know whether this is to the trustees or to the chairman of the board, but I have heard that the ISB is considering to open a regional office, an outreach office in Asia. And I've heard that it would be in Tokyo. Why on earth would you open an office in a country that doesn't apply IFRS and that doesn't want to apply till 2022? I really question that. This is not for the record, but I stop here.
Well, let's take them in order. Makoto, would you care to respond to Jerome's?
Thank you, Erwin, for your questions. And I received a lot of questions, so I'm not sure that I can remember all your questions. And I understand your point that the determination of the IFRS application is a kind of a political decision, and I totally agree with your idea. But you know that as Fumio mentioned, the many stakeholders, including our preparers, need a further discussion for the consideration of IFRS application in Japan. So you know that though it's kind of a political decision, we need a further discussion and consideration of the IFRS application in Japan. And also the preparation time, I am not sure I could catch your point. Your point is that 5 to 7 years is too long, or 3 years is
yes.
sufficient? sorry, I do not. I am not able to find the right answer, but you know that in Japan, some companies are now considering to move to IFRS, and but when I had a dialogue with such kind of companies, they say that 3 years is too short. Maybe that you know that the Japanese preparers has a kind of a mind that they need to complete their preparation perfectly before introducing any kind of new policies. That's a mind and culture of the Japanese preparers. So this, we received a lot of comments that 3 years is too short to prepare for the IFRS. So I am not sure that 5 to 7 years may be the best after the introduction of IFRS, but currently we set that the preparation period will be best for the Japanese companies to have 5 to 7 years currently. And for the US GAAP, in December 2009, the Japan FSA revised its regulations to stop the use of US GAAP from the accounting year ending March 2016. This is partly because if the mandatory application of IFRS will be done in 2012, the IFRS will be applied from the accounting year 2015 or 16. This is because the FSA decided to stop the US GAAP. But you know that for the timing of mandatory application of IFRS will be conducted on the 2012, the preparation period will be 5 to 7 years. So this is appropriate to allow the continued use of US GAAP for disclosure purpose in Japan for a while. This is not a permanent reaction, but temporary it is okay to allow the continued use of US GAAP. And I hope that after the US ICC's determination of IFRS, maybe they adopt the condorcement process after the 5 to 7 years, the US gap will be almost equivalent to IFRS. So in that time, the US gap and the IFRS is almost the same. So it is there are no any problems to allow the US gap for Japanese companies or IFRS. And for the regional office, I do not have any kind of authority to answer this question. So maybe the some trustees or the foundation staff can answer, I think.
Sayuchi.
Thank you. Let me add the user perspective about the possible adoption of the IFRS in our country. Users have shown strong support for the IFRS, and at the Business Accounting Council that Makoto introduced, the chairman of our association made a presentation and strongly asserted that the all the listed companies should be mandatory use the IFRS. And in the meantime, in the transition period, the stock market should be divided in two parts, one that use IFRS and one, the other, that doesn't use the IFRS. This assertion had the different mixed responses. Some very conservative preparers actually became very mad and asked rather nasty questions, while some of the more sophisticated preparers, like Mr. Muraoka of Toshiba, showed the sort of empathy and sympathy for our approach. So to me, it's only the matter of the time before we will finally join the camp. And the, as to the Tokyo office issue that Jerome mentioned, I think the responsibility of the Tokyo office is to advocate the IFRS in the whole Eastern region, not only in Japan. In this sense, I believe that ASBJ and the Japanese accountant community and investor community have enough commitment and resources to support the Tokyo office to properly function as a center for ISB advocacy in the Eastern region. Thank you.
Thanks, Soichi. Fumio, did you have a point you want to come
yes.
back?
There a question regarding the time for preparation for 5 to 7 years. My understanding, this doesn't mean the starting this IFRS in Japan from the 2020 or 2022. This means the take the place of the business year, not the, before March 2015, but start this IFRS from 2015. We may need this preparation for 5 to 7 years. That means we already started this preparation from 2010 or before. So this doesn't mean the if your question is take the not start from before 2015 plus preparation times 5 to 7 years means the 2020 or 22. This is not correct. To start already this preparation before 2010 or so. That's why if we ASBJ or Financial Agency of Japan decide the mandatory application for this IFRS, then we can start anytime, but not before 2015. This is my understanding. So region office in Tokyo is the right decision, I think.
Well, that's an important clarification, because I certainly read it as an additional 5 to 7 years. But and from my experience, it's never an easy transition. You've identified the relevant issues. The decision doesn't get any easier with the passage of time, but what's far more important in my experience is making the decision. Whether it then translates into 3, 5, or 7 years to execute that decision is important, but my judgment far less important than sending a very clear marketplace or signal to the marketplace as to your commitment, which would facilitate a number of things. Got several people wanting to speak. Joel?
Thank you. I would note that Japan does allow voluntary use, and I guess my question maybe is for Julie, and the concept possibly of the SEC perhaps allowing voluntary use, and is there any sort of feedback you can give on that, what the general mood is at the staff for that?
No. Meaning, I don't have any specific feedback on that idea. I mean, I think the staff is more heads down, focused on finishing the work that commission asked them to do, and that's kind of the report that's getting finalized, versus ruling in or ruling out, any possibilities. I mean, I take note of, I kind of like Hans's use of the word working method earlier when he was talking about convergence. You know, that won't be a working method going forward. Well, I could sort of internalize that too, because for the U.S. that has been the working method of engagement with IFRS for the last 10 years or so. And so it's sort of looking at the situation broadly, this presents an opportunity for us to think about, well, what would be our working method going forward. And, you know, what you say an option is certainly a possible working method of engagement, if you will. And then there's the myriad of others. So I don't think any working method is ruled in or ruled out, but that really is, you know, sort of the broad policy question that's presents itself by virtue of, convergence working method having eventually run its course. And then the staff paper, though, is more the tactical work to give a platform to think about, you know, what is the way forward.
And for once, a name tag that I can actually read. TAP.
Made this name card myself. So about satellite office, yes. Yes, I couldn't agree more what you are saying, because you would think it's unreasonable that to have a satellite office in the country which has not yet adopted IFRS. But there are one point I want to raise. Before EU decided to adopt IFRS as a jurisdiction's mandatory accounting standard, there exists ISB in London, and so I don't think you should underestimate the locational benefit which you have enjoyed before you decided. Because I think this is very important for us to have a close communication with the constituents who are now considering whether or not they should go to IFRS. So therefore, I think in this sense, to have the satellite office in Japan, which